Describe something you remember about your first day at a new school.
What can parents do to help children get ready for their first day at school? What would parents prepare for their kids when they first go to school? I suppose that parents can help children get ready for their first day at school by helping prepare them for what it will be like. If their child is anxious about what to expect, their parents can talk about what the school routine is like and answer any questions they might have. Parents will also usually pack a lunch so their child doesn't have to worry about what to eat. Plus, having a homemade lunch can often ease their child's nerves. It's nice to have food made with love. How do children benefit from starting school? Well, children benefit from starting school in many ways. For one, they finally get to begin a formal education. They get to learn so much about the world, and children with well-developed academic skills will be able to pursue higher education if they want to. Besides, they get to socialize with other kids their own age and make new friends. I think children with well-developed social skills will be able to make friends easily and control their emotions and behaviors. Overall, the majority of children vastly benefit from starting school. Why is starting school difficult for some children? Starting school can be difficult for some children because they might not be ready to leave home yet. Not all children are ready to leave home at the age of 4, and so they really struggle to get used to school, which can result in behavioral incidents. Besides, many children struggle with a change in routine. You know, some of them just resent the rules and schedule at school. Lastly, some children have a hard time making friends, so school can be very intimidating for them. How do children socialize with each other? Children socialize with each other in lots of different ways. I think the most common way is through playing. They might play pretend, which means they use their imagination to create different scenarios. For example, they might play house and act like they're a family living together. Children also like playing sports with each other. Playing soccer or another team sport is a good way for them to bond and get to know each other better. It also helps them build skills like cooperation and good communication. Is socialization important for children? Yes, socialization is really important for children. If they keep to themselves, they won't learn important social skills. They might be really awkward and antisocial in life, which won't help them make friends or join a community. But when they socialize with other children, they have the opportunity to make friends for life. That's very important for their development. Children who don't spend time with other kids their age tend to be very sad and lonely. It's not good for their mental health. What are the reasons for job change? Well, reasons for a job change can vary from person to person. But it comes down to the fact that the employee is not satisfied with their current job. Maybe they feel unhappy at work or undervalued. I know some people change jobs because they feel stuck with no room for job growth. Besides, they might be making a change for personal or family reasons. For example, they may be moving to a new city, so they have to quit their present job. Are big companies better than small companies? Why? Some big companies are better than small ones, but the reverse is also true. It depends on the company and on the employee's personal preferences. Some people prefer to work at a big company, because that usually comes with perks and higher salaries, while others prefer the intimacy and family feel of a small company. Small companies tend to have less opportunities for people to advance their career, but more opportunities to have a say in day-to-day decisions. What are the advantages and disadvantages coming along with changing jobs? What are the advantages and disadvantages for workers who often change their jobs? One of the advantages of changing jobs is that usually you can negotiate a salary increase. If you've been with one company for a long time, your salary can become stagnant and unchanging. But if you switch to another company, you can hopefully get a big raise. However, the main disadvantage of changing jobs is that you really don't know until you get there if you're gonna like it as much as your previous job. You're going in blind.